Shemayim, that we just sang that song, because the theme that I want to talk about is based on the pasuk. Maybe we'll have to sing it one more time. I was thinking of interrupting our tefillah together, because in this week's parsha, The pasuk that I wanted to share and talk about was the pasuk of Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, that Yitzchak went out to talk in the field. And Chazal learned from this pasuk that is Lashon Tefila. That's Tefila. So as we were just saying, Lefnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho is literally the what I want to share a little bit about the interesting language of lasuach, to speak, purity of speech, right, Reb Zev? It's all about the way we speak. The Chafetz Chaim, one of the greatest powers of a person is his power of the peh, of the speech, to share. And Yishpoch Sichai, Lefnei Hashem, it's an interesting, Ayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada is very interesting that it's so, the Targum says, Litzala, right, which means to daven, Sloisa, Nefak Yitzchak, Litzala'a, Bechakla, right, to talk. It's like a very, I don't know if I would choose that language in the Torah to talk about tefillah. Talk about davening. Davening is dvarim ha'imdim berumay shal olam. The Gemara says it's like tefillah is the highest of the high, right? It's one of the things that, like, we can't imagine the power of tefillah, and it's the language of sicha, a sicha, al tarbe sicha im ha'isha. It's like schmoozing. Basically, that's the word, schmoozing. Right? You go daven, right? Don't. You know, you're schmoozing, you're, it's not just you're talking. It could have said, Vayidaber, a lashon, a chash of a lashon, Vayoymer, sicha, is like, al tarba sicha im isha. Like it's telling you, don't schmooze with, right, the Mishnah says. So I want to share, maybe I think the pshat, the person who inspired me in this pshat is Mayor Ginsburg. Mayor, he inspired me in this pshat of one of the biggest things, and we'll tie it in, one of the biggest things that we all need and talk about and want to learn is how to love ourselves, how to love myself, how to love someone else. Of course, as we've said, always, you can't, you're only going to overflow. You can only love as much as you have. You can only give what you have. So the more we learn to love ourselves, to love and to help ourselves and to be there for ourselves, is the basis. It's the basis of everything. It's the basis of life. If a person doesn't like himself, a person does not have a good relationship with oneself, with others. It's right. That's what life is about. Life is about that relationship with Hashem. Relationship with your spouse, with your children, with the people you work with, the people you are involved with, that good energy, whatever you want to call it, but it all flows from one your personal relationship with yourself. So how do you get that? That's the, I like this. Who's this? Yours? Whose is this? Yeah, I assume I can use it. This is a great. It's a great model that we could use, because it's like, don't quit now. You could do this halfway there. Keep it up, right? With a heart. Remember your goal. Let's get started. Rise and shine. So imagine. This is a It's a water bottle, a big water bottle, like a big water bottle, and it's about filling yourself up. And it could be it's every day. It probably is every day. To fill yourself up and to learn how to, yeah.
It has to go all the way full to be over
Well, in order to overflow, it has to be full.
We are missing a little bit.
Oh, very good. So you're replenishing. That correct, exactly. Meaning you need the source. You need a sink, right? You need a sink. I heard this from my Rosh Hashiva. I don't know where he got it from, but he always used to say this. Rabbi Yeager used to say this over, that the guy became this genius, and he saw that how faucets work and all that. So he went ahead and he went to the hardware store and bought like a pipe and a thing with a faucet, and says, let's take it on a trip and we'll just, you know, have water wherever we go. Obviously it's a joke, right? It has to be, you know, hooked up to the source in order, Ari, like you're saying, that I can overflow. It's great to be able to pour over to others and to love others. But if you're empty, or you have a hole in the cup. So what happens is you could have someone, right, we have this many times, you could have someone who loves you and is there for you and there for you, but there's no source. There's no source, and it just keeps on leaking. It keeps on, so this is Meir's, so this is like the thing we were talking about. The million-dollar question is, so how do I fill myself up? How do I connect myself to a source of love and connection that I can overflow? Now it's interesting that I'm talking about Yitzchak, because Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada, Yitzchak is Yira. Yitzchak's Yira. So how do I get, how are we gonna make this work? So leave it up to the MS of the Torah and life, right? That the piece that I'm going to share in Mesillas Yesharim is based on how to have Yira, which is really my question on what I'm going to share with you now, because the Mesillas Yesharim says straight out. He says straight out, anyone who wants to look it up, many of you have heard this from me many, many times, but it's a chiddush, but it really teaches us how to have Yira and what real Yira is, because Yira doesn't mean what we think it is. Yira does not mean fear, and I'll share with you why Yira does not mean fear on its highest level and the most important level. Yira also are the same letters as Re'ia, to see, to have that relationship. And the Mesillas Yesharim, this is what he says. It's like an incredible chiddush that he says. And he says, how does a person begin with this level to have this relationship with Hashem, this Yira with Hashem? And he says, I'm just going to skip to the main thing because I really want to talk it out with everybody over here. He says, "B'ma'adis boninus v'simas lev yuchal l'gboa b'libo amitas hadaver echuba v'nosei v'nosei mamish imo yisparach." You could actually have a conversation with Hashem. That's what he says. You could have a conversation with Hashem. Okay. Now I'm not there yet because that's tefila la'ani kiyatoiv lefnei Hashem vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basades tefila, but that's not what he says. The Mesillas Yesharim says he could have stopped there. Ulefanan hu meschanin, umeito hu mevakesh, right? Da lifnei miyata omed, right? To realize that you're standing in front of Hashem. Vuhu yizbarach shmo mazelo makshav ledvarav. And here is the million-dollar 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words that changed my life. What does it say? Rav Hillel knows it for sure. Shua's the chevra who's been through Mesillas Yesharim knows, because I've spoken about this many times. What does he say? He says, Kasher, this is it. Kasher yedaber ish el re'ehu. He doesn't say, like, you're going to talk to the king. He doesn't say, like, you're going to talk to your father. He doesn't say, like, you're going to talk to your rabbi. He doesn't say, like, you're going to talk to authority. He says, you're going to talk like this to your friend. Kasher yedaber ish al re'ehu. Almost, I would say, the lashon of what? Of sicha. You're schmoozing. You're talking. You're sharing. You feel comfortable. This is what he says. This is Yira. The re'ehu, this is like the next four like biggest lines. The re'ehu makshiv v'shomea elav. What's a friend? What's a friend? What's someone who's there for you? Not someone necessarily who gives you advice, not someone who has the greatest advice for you, but someone who you know has that empathy, and can just listen to you with their heart, Lev Shomea, which is interesting because Yitzchak is connected very much to the heart. So it's so funny that Yitzchak Avinu, who's Yira, which the Ramchal is teaching us, how do I get to the Madriga of Yira? How do I get to the Madriga of having a relationship to a Mincha? To a Mincha. How do I have a Mincha? How do I have... It's interesting because when is Mincha? Mincha's like in the middle of the day. Mincha, even if it's at the end of the day, it's still the middle of the day in comparison to Maariv and in comparison to Shacharis being at the beginning of the day. Because what is that? It means it's very like you have a lot of things on your mind. You're in the middle. But the relationship with Hashem, and this is what I want to talk about, and this is really one of the ways to love yourself more and to learn how to love yourself more, is to be able to express to a friend and have a friend listen to you, to have someone be there for you. Many people think, I'll stop with there and then I want to hear your question and comments. Many people think, and it is true, that I need to fill myself up with all of the love in the world, and I have to be independent of everyone in the love, and that there is a truth to that. There is a truth that you yourself, that each and every one of us needs to develop self-love. But one of the ways to develop self-love is by letting other people love you as well, by having other people be there for you, by being someone, as Ramchal says, "Kasher yidaber ish el re'eyu v're'eyu makshiv v'shomeya elav," is to be able to have that. And here's the knetch, and then I'll give over the mic to you guys. The knetch, I don't know how to translate that. Here's the thing. Twist. Here's the twist. Yeah, but it's not, yes, yeah, that's good, Aviel. Here's the catch. That's what I was looking for. Here's the catch. It starts with being able to express yourself to other people. It begins by leaning on other people. What happens is people go ahead and they say, well, you take the Ramchal. The Ramchal says to have Yiras Hashem, you have to kshade. Just like Kasher Yidaber Ish, right? Yidaber, just like, what's the comparison? The comparison is, I got to talk to Hashem the way I talk to people. Wait, but I don't know how to talk to people. So what's going to be, how am I going to talk to Hashem? And I guarantee anyone here, I would challenge anyone here, anyone who has challenges with their relationship with Hashem, I would challenge you, and we all have challenges with our relationship with Hashem, but the degree of the challenges of your relationship with Hashem, let's say, is probably very similar, and your openness to Hashem is similar to your difficulty of your openness to other people. And when you begin to be open with other people, and you begin to have your re'ehu, and you begin to be a vayetze yitzhak lasuach basadeh, suddenly, now I could start talking to Hashem, because that's the comparison. And if you have a friend who can listen to you, or you could have a Rebbe who listens to you, or you have a mentor who listens, whoever, it doesn't matter who it is at the end of the day. Obviously a friend is more that feeling that you have, the closeness, the trust. Then what happens is that opens up your gates to have that relationship with Hashem. Question, comments, please. Yes, Chaim.
I feel like I'm talking to a person or a friend, I feel like they're listening to me, but I don't necessarily feel like Hashem is listening.
Right,
to me.
Great. So first of all, Chaim, thank you for sharing that. So what I would say to that is I would challenge you. Do you feel like so much that the friend is really, really, meaning listening to you? Is it the pshat that I could talk to deaf ears? Or I really also have that give and take? And you don't have to answer that, we're here public, but I'm saying I would challenge anyone to make that relationship very, very similar. That's really what I'm coming to say. And that I believe, math-wise, and in my experience and what I've seen, is that that would probably be more similar than you think. Meaning a person might feel, is someone really listening to me? Does someone really get me? Does Hashem really get me? Yes, for Hillel.
I'm just going to add, there's the aspect that you could smell and touch
exactly.
And feel your friend.
Exactly.
When it comes to Hashem, I can relate to what he's saying.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah.
The more you're able to talk.
Right.
Listen,
so again, So I want to be very.
Right.
So I do want to be clear. The goal over here, the goal of this, of us talking about this is not to really get into the Mesil Sharim of. At the end of the day, it is Perek Yutes, and it's a high level for a person to feel that closeness with Hashem. That's not my point. That's not my point of talking today. The point was what the theme of today is really, I know to be true, is that when you are able to have someone be there for you, that is how a person can build the love within himself. Let's put Hashem to the side. Yes.
How do you allow someone to be there for you?
Oh, yeah, good. That's a very different question. Correct. How do we do that? Put that on the side for 1 second. Chaim's asking, thank you, Rav Hillel, Shkoyach Rav Hillel. Chaim's question of, so how do I have someone be there for me? What are the steps for me? How do I feel it, right? How do I feel it? Let's go to Nisano for a second, then we'll get back to it. Yes, okay, a lot of questions over here, yeah.
Is there ever a time where you expect too much?
I don't think our problem. So a person could talk too much, but I don't know if there's. I don't know if. We're in friends. We're with friends. Yeah. I think we just shifted this whole thing to friends because that's really my point. Yitzchak lasuach basadeh. The point that I want to bring out is that. If we worked on the Bein Adam Lechaveiro and the relationship part, Chaim, this is the point. If we worked deeply on the relationship with the person who I could touch, smell, experience, and I get that, I don't want to say to perfect it, but I get that as better and better, then I carry that over. And that's then I need to carry that over. But it could be that takes the 18 chapters in the Mesil Yesharim to get to that. You hear what I'm saying? Meaning, it is a high madrega what we're talking about with Hashem. But what I'm saying is that the first step is with that person. And it is a diuk time to what you're saying. The Mesil Yesharim does say, "And Hashem is makshiv v'shomea elav." That is part of it. That is part of Yira. Yira is not just I'm expressing myself. Yira is also that I feel that I'm heard. I feel that I'm heard. And just to get to Nisanel's question, could I ever express too much? So to me, the answer to that is that a person can talk a lot, that you could talk too much. I don't think you could express too much and to be able to, you know, what is it, Daiga Belev Ish, Yasichena, I don't think that's the pasuk. That's the drasha Yasichena. I think it's a different pasuk that you need to learn how to share. You need to learn how to share. You need to learn to.
You said once in the shir that usually the guys would talk a lot. Don't really
Right. Exactly. So there is a chiluk. But as far as your depth of sharing, I think we lack in that. I think we lack in the sharing, and I'm not talking about with Hashem. I'm talking about with each other and to lean on each other, right? I spoke to some chevra about just relationships and boundaries and different things, and the whole essence of it was being able to, and it's hard for all of us, to be able to express to someone how I really feel, besides expressing deep things. To be able to say, you know, it bothers me when you do that, or I like when you do that, or whatever, you know, to just have that communication with each other. I think it's ironic that's Yira, and that's Yitzchak, and that's Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh, is a Lashon of Sicha. It's like the Chavetz Chaim, the famous thing that the Chavetz Chaim was a conversationalist, whatever that means, and that he was able to have a conversation. I totally hear that. I can imagine that. There's a lot to share. There's a lot. But to know what you're sharing, to be good at what you're sharing, and to feel that people are listening to me, that I'm worthy that people are listening to me, that I have what to share. Yeah, Aviel.
How is it exactly, like, schmoozing with a friend makes it, like helps you to love yourself? Like, that I didn't understand.
Right, yeah,
how
so...
is it actually, like, what's happening there?
Right, so it's, I'm leaning on someone. Someone's there for me. There's no therefore. I need someone to be there for me. I need people to be there for me. I need help. I need someone to listen to me. I need chaverim. I need to feel that love from other people. I can't just have that love for myself, from myself. I also need to have that. But that relationship of having someone who's there for me. Can I have someone who's there for me? And do I let someone be there for me? Sometimes we reject, you know, people from really being there for us.
Why is that? That could be traumas or...
Yeah, I mean...
Is there a shame element also? Like,
could be, yeah, could be. Could be I was rejected. Whatever the svara is, right? There's a lot of reasons why people... But that's the nekuda, Aryeh. The nekuda is, the point is that is where the love is going to come from. The love, you can't rely on yourself to give yourself all the love that you need. Now, again, if you have a hole in your cup, then that might be something that you might have to figure out. I have so many people who love me, right? You know what, let's start with that. Are you a person, yeah, go ahead.
How do you seal the hole?
Right, good.
How do you identify?
Oh, the first step is, do I get so much love, right? Am I able to receive those compliments from people? Am I able to know that people are there for me? Do I have difficulty having people there for me? So you have to see what position you're in. Are you more in the giving? I could just share for myself. I could share my own journey a little bit. Is that, you know, I don't want to say it's in my name, but it's a little bit in my name to naturally to be a giver, to be looking out for other people. I was always naturally like that. And one of the things that I realized in my journey is that part of that was great and it's beautiful, but part of that also is that I had difficulty receiving and accepting. Even to this day, I have a hard time. I have to work on receiving, taking compliments. I always have it. I'm sure he would let me say it. Nachi knows how to, you know, anyone who's, you know, here, sometimes he knows how to get me all, like, you know, riled up, because he starts, like, complimenting me and saying, oh, Rebbe, you're there. And I'm like, oh, you're making me uncomfortable, like, in a good way. Like, but what's the pshat? Okay. So that's something, vishoymeya, right? That's not kasher yidaber ish al re'ehu. I know for myself, I might be able to express to other people, but that re'ehu makshe vishoymeya a love, to feel that someone is there for me, so that might be something, or that I'm a certain way. So good. You have to know. You have to learn. You have to learn yourself. You have to know what you're good at, what you're not good at. Yeah, Yosef. Oh. So yeah.
It's a new understanding of your.
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
No,
it's not. That's why I said Yira is not. Yira, the ultimate Yira of Yitzchak Avinu, the highest level of Yira, which is the other thing I was going to share, is Mitoch Simchasi Yirasi, Mitoch Yirasi Simchasi. At the highest level of Yira is really Ahava, it's higher than Ahava. There's Yira Tata, it's not really, we can talk a little bit, I'm going to stand up, I get a. There's Yira Tata, Yira Ilah, and there's Ahava. There's the low level of Yira is fear. Then there's the level of Ahava, which is love. And this Yira that we're talking about is higher than love.
That Yira exists.
Avram Avinu, who is love, creates a Yitzchak, who's Yira.
So when I'm in that, let's say you agree, I don't need any Yira, I don't need to be afraid.
Oh, so that's the paradox. The paradox, makes sense. That's the paradox of Yira. Mitoch Simchasi, Yirasi, Tochirasi, Simchasi is that relationship. And I think it's only with Hashem. I think that it's only with Hashem that there could exist this love, this awe, this closeness, but whatever. But that's all talking about Hashem. I don't think we struggle so much with that. I think we more struggle with that first step, that someone's there for me, Hashem is there for me, Hashem, the person is there for me, through, you know, Hashem sending the person, but you have to first acknowledge the person to then direct it to Hashem, right? When people say, and again, we're not judging anyone, when people say, you know, it's the old thing that I say with the kids, you know, who get the candy from the candy guy in shul. Did you make a bracha? Don't tell him, did you make a bracha? Did you say thank you? What about the bracha? Don't worry about the bracha. If you tell him, right, if you tell him to say thank you, he'll come to the bracha. Why will he come to the bracha? Because what's a bracha? Bracha is saying thank you to Hashem. So when you say, oh, someone comes over and you say, oh, you know, the again, don't judge someone on this. But I'm just sharing, like, you know, thank you for whatever, someone will say thank you. Oh, Baruch Hashem, it's all from Hashem. Maybe you have trouble taking compliments. Why are you, like, I've had that. Like, why, oh, it's all the Rabbanu Shalom. No, it's not all the Rabbanu. First of all, of course it's all the Rabbanu Shalom. But you're not, it's not because you have so much Yiras Hashem. It's because you have trouble taking compliments. So tell your kid to say thank you to the candy man and be sensitive to the person, because if I'm sensitive to the person, right, then you'll make again, there's nothing wrong with, you know, making a bracha. I've never, you don't have to force your kids to, I'm just telling you, right? You don't have to force your kids to make brachas. You don't have to give them musar. Hey, you say, make a bracha, whatever. That's not a conversation. No, I'm saying it's good. No, it is good. You have to teach your children. You have to teach them, you know, certain things. But, you know, and to be machanach them to make brachas. That's not the point. But the point just is that we struggle. If you get that right, then you'll get the Hashem right. I think we bypass it. We bypass that. And that's the chiddush to me, is that the chiddush to me is that it is in Yira, this relationship part. This Yitzchak. This Yira, the Siach, that's where it comes from. Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada is Yira Mincha is schmoozing. Who do you schmooze with? You schmooze with someone you feel close with. Who do you feel close with? When you begin to open up to someone and you realize that that person is there for you. Let's say you develop that relationship. Yes, Rabbi Yonah.
It's very saying that, like, even if we could experience Hashem, like, if it wasn't us, if I couldn't experience Him there even more than I can experience a friend there, then I still have an issue. Meaning, my first thought, when I was saying, like, maybe it's just part of Gullus, is if you don't hear, you don't experience God's active listening. Like, if it was basically,
sure.
No, you're
sure.
Saying that even if we had that, it's still an issue of being accomplished.
Again, it could be the same thing, that we can't experience each other, and I can't have a real chavershaf and a real close yedidus, and that could be the Gullus as well, is that I can't realize that someone's actually there for me. That could be part of the Gullus as well. I can't. What does it say? The like come right in a. It says by Makas Choshech. What does it say? The lashon is that v'lo ro ish asachiv. The biggest choshech is that we can't see each other. We can't experience each other. Lo ro riya. That's the love. That's the love. That we don't realize that there's that I'm loved by people. That people are there for me. And Hashem, right? Forget that could be part of the Gullus as well. The Achdus, that is what it is. We're in Gullus because of a lack of Achdus. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. The Pirud between people is all part of the Choshech. The darkness is that we really are one. We really are there for each other. Is that it? Is that? Yeah, go. Reuven Yonah's not satisfied, I'm not saying.
I think many times people that are lacking self-love, it comes from a place of disconnection from oneself.
Correct.
And many times those people are looking for love
nice.
From other people and
nice.
Looking for
nice.
For what's the word for
validation.
Yeah,
100%.
So what's
okay, yeah,
what's
good, beautiful. So that's what
I think. Real self-love comes first from.
So good. That's what I was saying. It's they're both needed. That's the point. You need both. Meaning, it's not either or. People think like, oh, I don't need anything from anyone. I'm able to stand alone.
What's the main source of self-love? Is it people?
Oh, so that's where you have a hole. So that's where you would have a hole in the cup. If you have a hole in the cup, so no matter who's giving you, no matter how many people are giving you, it's not going to hold.
Besides the hole, I think there's the connecting to the water that's in the vessel.
Right, so I think I think again, I don't want to get so technical in this. I think hainu hach, which means there is a natural thing that if someone comes over to you, forget about the five love language. How someone comes over and someone gives you the love, and this, so you'll receive it and it'll fill you up. And of course, that's part of you being deserving of the love, having self love. But I think I don't want to get so technical, right? I'm saying, there is something that you can do for yourself independently, to look in the mirror, to do affirmations, to do all those things. But I think a lot of that, again, it comes from a totsah of difficulty receiving. I think there's a natural fill up that we can get from, look, I'm in yeshiva. You want to start with, you know, what you have. How blessed we are. All of those things automatically, naturally, are going to fill up somebody. The reason that we have trouble a lot of times, of course, I agree with you. You have to learn how to, of course, feel good about yourself. But I'm saying if someone comes over to you and every day...
It starts over there.
Yeah, good. Again, I know that's what I'm saying. Let's talk post about that. I'll say it just to keep it simple. Rav Hillel is saying, I'm going to agree with him, even though I'll nuance it after this year.
I understand that sometimes you need a crutch.
No, I'm saying, yes, 100%. A person needs to learn to feel good about himself and by himself, and not to always be getting external validation. But I'm saying both. That's what I'm saying, is both. We need both. We need people to love us and care for us, words of affirmation, a hug, you know, quality time, all five of them, what are gifts, right? It's a very natural thing. And to know myself, that I feel good about myself from within. Even though after show, I'll hock it out a little bit, but I think that it's a little, yeah, but yes, that's, yeah.
I still haven't said how you, fill the hole, because, you can get all the love and it feels good.
Right, we didn't talk about that. Let's say that for another thing. We did not talk about how to fill the hole. We didn't talk about how to fill the hole. That's a whole different conversation.
All these things are nice, but
no, good. So but that's a separate conversation, Chaim. How? Meaning, I know one thing. To have this conversation, let's just do it one more time. I'm listening. Tfilalani kiatov. 100% that you need other people to be there for you, to be there for yourself. As Rav Hill is saying, we have to learn to be there for ourselves. If you have a hole in your bucket, you have a hole in your cup, whatever it is, that's a different conversation. How do I fill up and close the hole? That's a totally separate conversation.
Rabbi, sound like a bidyevet that, I nebuch, you need to be able to lean on somebody.
No, not at all. That's what I'm saying. That's the chiddush. That's what Meir, that's what we're saying. How do I love myself more? That's what it is. Vayetze Yitzchak l'sof pasad. The yira is that I'm able to talk to Hashem, communicate, and be heard. I'm able to talk. I'm able to feel heard. That's how we. That's part of it. That's the goal. Like we're saying, it's the goal, which is ironic. The goal will be from that. You will fill yourself up. You'll fill yourself up with a lot, and then you'll be able to overflow into other people. You'll be overflowing to receive, to give yourself, to receive, and then to be able to overflow. And of course, the tefillah la'ani ki yatov lefnei Hashem yishpuch sicho. I'm not discouraging anyone to talk to Hashem, to have that conversation. Oh, that was the other chiddush I just want to say, is that I was saying, I said it about mincha. Mincha is the least kavua. It's the least kavua in the fact that it's like, you know, especially when people are out working, whatever it is, it's the least kavua because it's, what it is that it's that relationship with Hashem. People say like, oh, I don't daven. But when you're having a tough day and you say, oi, Hashem, when you ask Hashem, oh, you talk to him. Lufnei Hashem yishpok sicho, we underestimate, right? People can, the Yitzhahara is going to get you that you don't get up for Shacharis. Because he's not going to get you for the fact that you don't talk to Hashem, because you do talk to Hashem. You do have a relationship with Hashem.
Is that right? It's a hard day, then you're still like, oh, you're tata, and you're on the
way. Okay, good. That's nice. Tefillah lani kiyata, right. So I'm not discouraging anyone. I'm not saying that the only way to talk to Hashem is first you got to be able to talk to people. I'm saying that to feel that natural, like, Hashem, oi, come on, help this. We had this when we were okay.
It's
we
have like, to. Oh, yeah.
Shkais. Okay. That's right. Okay. Right. Correct. It's like when we went bowling yesterday, and one of the guys was like, okay, daven, yeah, daven to Hashem. You know, okay, I like that. Someone from seminary came over, a relative of mine, and we were schmoozing. He said they heard this. Hope it's okay that I'm saying this publicly, but I think it's good. I don't want to offend anyone in what they were saying. They said, oh, by Hashem, it's not a shopping list of what you want. And I'm like, why not? Why can't it be? Like, this is what I need. Yeah, I need this, and I need this, and I need this. Yeah, make a list of what you need. And talk to Hashem. Like, why does it have to be like a sophisticated, you know, oh, this I'm allowed to ask for, and this I'm not allowed to ask for. Like, no, shame Shemayim, Shagur Befiv. It says the Medrash says about Yosef HaTzadik that he used to before he would make a tea, before he would this, whatever it was for Potiphar, he would say, Hashem, the tea should taste good. This should be this. Little things. I hope I make the bus. I hope I this. I hope I get that. I hope I get that. Yeah, I need this. I need this little thing. I need that little thing. And Hashem wants that from us. Like Re'eu Shoimeya, he's makshiv, he listens to us.
I don't know anything's real though. Like, either you make the bus or you don't.
Okay, good. Again, I'm just saying, you know, if you're with your friend or you're with somebody who cares about you, you're gonna express yourself. You're gonna say, oh, I wish we would make the bus. I wish this. I wish it would work out with the girl I'm dating. I wish I could get Parnassa like this. I wish. That's our problem. Our problem is we don't make it so much like, okay, I could go ask Hashem for anything. I could just talk about anything. Maishi had a question.
No, it's more about reassuring your beliefs in Hashem, no? Like, when you doubt, you're not using...
Yeah, exactly.
It's not
correct.
It's more like you're asking and it's like you're just putting that, like, in the
mind. Yeah, it's all, again, I think it starts with me expressing myself, sharing what I need and believing and knowing that someone's there for me. Someone's actually there for me. Shomeo makshavei love. That Hashem really, if we felt that way, then we would ask him anything. Yeah, sure. I'm feeling it's a little hot in here. I wish I would feel a little bit cooler. I wish I would have, walking your whole day saying Hashem this, Hashem this, Hashem that. Yes. See.
Isn't that like very prone to get a mindset of what I don't have? Like, I know for myself, I was trying that thing of like dying a lot. Like, and for me, it was personally, it's very unhealthy because it was really just anxiety. That's Aleph. Like, it was just anxiety that I thought was Tefillah. And number two, like trying to take control of like, oh, I wish I had that. And also number two, it was like, it was making me focus a ton on what I don't have. Like, oh shoot, like I am really hot now. And then I'm also like, hungry and please this and that. I was really just telling myself I'm not comfortable.
Right.
So like, no, I guess I'm saying be cautious of when you're doing this thing that it's actually coming from a place of trying to express
right.
yourself,
so,
not from a place.
So 100%. That's what sicha. That's exactly the point. Sicha is not. I don't. When you're expressing what you're comfortable expressing,
sure.
And what to your friend, you're not overthinking what you're saying to your friend. You're right. saying to your friend. That I need
right.
someone to be there for me.
Yeah,
I need
I just
someone.
Feel like it's more dangerous with like, especially with like, Hashem's not actually there. Like, it's more dangerous. I just I guess I'm putting out like a cautionary.
So what about to your friend? What about to a?
So that also be cautious, but it's. I feel like
Why would I want to be cautious? Why?
Because you could also be, let's say, just talking and actually expressing, but it's harder to get. It's easier for me at least to get caught up in like thinking something's a firm thing, when it's really just focusing on the negative, or really just trying to take control of the situation. Okay. I'm like, oh, it's a beautiful thing. I hear that.
So what I'm suggesting is that I think that would, like I told Chaim before, I think that would also go into your relationships as well. That would be a relationship thing. That's a relationship thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not asking my friend 24/7 for like, oh, man, help me with
this. Right, but would you ask your friend for something that you need and he can give it to you? And would you feel comfortable going, you don't have to answer that. But I think that those probably would be very much related. That I might have trouble asking people for what I need. Yes.
So then what's with the term that people say, you get what you get and you don't get upset?
You out.
Why can never
get upset? What is that? Let me hear that one.
You get what you get and you don't get upset. Why can't I be upset? I want something.
I never heard that.
Really?
I've also
what?
Heard, I never heard
no,
that.
Really,
never
really,
heard
wow.
That. I never
deleted it from your brain.
I never heard that till now. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
That's like in school, you get a
people always say
instead of a blue one.
Okay, so honestly I can't answer for anybody else. I can't answer. Right? What's the line? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. It's also not true. So just because someone said a line that you get what you get, so don't be upset. You know, is all. I don't know if I don't know. So don't say that to your. Don't say. I don't know. Be upset. I don't know. You could be upset. You're allowed to be upset. This is what I would want. This is what I need. This is what I need. This is what I want. Let's start with. Let's start. Exactly. I am upset. Let's start with. The point of the bottom line is, and this is so good. Thank you, Mayor. This is Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. This is so good. No, I'll tell you why this is so good. I'll tell you why this is so good. Because this is really where love begins. Love begins when you actually realize that I have someone who I could express the things that I am upset about. And I am upset that I didn't get the yellow lollipop. And the person who I'm expressing, you know what?
I was saying that's so cheesy that it doesn't just work with like a child's lollipop.
Correct. But that's where, correct. And to know, and see, this is what I was saying to you a little bit also, to know deep down, Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Basada, this Yitzhak Avinu, we can't even comprehend. M'sil Zisharim, Perek Yud Tes, we can't comprehend, but it begins in the most basic way, which is there's actually someone who cares about me. There's actually people who care about me. There's actually one person who cares about me. There might be probably more than one person who cares about me. Hashem, forget about that for sure. So yeah, you're upset, and it bothers me. So forget about like, oh, but Hashem didn't answer me. Oh, but my prayers, that's already like way down the road. First, let's just begin with the fact that I am good enough, I am valuable enough, I am worthy enough, whatever other words you want to use, that actually someone cares that I'm upset at the quote unquote, the stupidest thing, and that quote, and I say that in the biggest quotes, because that's the biggest gaslighting that we do to ourselves. Like, that's why it bothered me when that girl said that, like, oh, they told me and Sammy, you know, don't shop. I'm like, no, make the longest shopping list. And it's not about, you know, getting everything on the shopping list. It's realizing that, and again, I want to say very clearly, if whoever said that, it's probably not what they meant. And I'm not saying negative on the pro, whatever. I get the point. Don't make it like, oh, you're just, whatever. I'm not trying to put anyone down. But my point is that, no, imagine feeling that someone actually cares so much for me that I can make a list. You know, I don't know if anyone does this, but I don't always do this. But sometimes when I go to a Kivrei Tzadikim, it's more of something, I write like a letter to Hashem. I've done this a few times. And I start writing a letter to Hashem, and I write, Dear Hashem, blah, 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 and I begin. I feel so, forget about what the answer is to what I'm asking for or mentioning. I feel so good that I wrote a letter to Hashem, because it's like I don't know why, it just feels so good for me to know that like, you know, it's a real connection. I think that's maybe what it is. It's a real connection. It's something, huh?
Like you're reaching out.
Yeah, like there's someone on the other. There's someone, and that's where I'm saying where it starts with the sicha. Now start with re'ehu. Start with that. And really, to answer Tzvi and Chaim and anyone, that's where I'm gonna challenge everybody, including myself, is that the Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basadeh. And tefila la'ani that lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. So ask yourself: Am I expressing myself to people? Do I recognize that people are actually there for me? Or do I feel a burden on the people? Which we all do. We all might feel that we're a burden if I'm expressing myself too much or whatever it might be. But start with your relationship with people. That's what I'm saying. Start with your relationship with people, and that will bring the love for yourself. For all the Jewish people, we should be zocha. Sorry that we're not doing a halacha, a quick halacha. I'll just say, just for the halacha is, we'll say like this. We'll say the halacha. You have to be careful to say lashon hara even about yourself. You have to be careful not to knock yourself and to love yourself. We should all be zocha not to speak about any yid, any Jew, including ourselves, to love ourselves more, to love each other more. So funny that Yitzchak Avinu, we're talking about love, but it makes sense, because Yitzchak, Avram Ata Yadati Ki Yare Elokim, last week, right, is the connection between Ahava and Yira. That's where we're at in the Torah. That depth of realizing that Yira, that relationship, Re'iya, that relationship that Hashem wants, that people want. We should be zoicha to the Gula Shlema. Have an amazing Shabbos, everybody. Shalom. Thank you, Meir.
Thank you, Rebbe.